Lamed Shvat Aleph Rishchodesh Adar, Thursday the 15th of February, Rabbi Eli Brunner, preparation for Purim.
My Rabbi, I'm Shus. I wish everybody a good Chodesh, a Mazel Tik a Chodesh. We're going to speak a little bit about Be'ezus Hashem, preparation for Purim. We've got 2 weeks to go, right. And Purim is such a great day. We need some kind of hachonas in order to appreciate the festival of Purim. As we know, Purim itself is a very complex day. It's a venafachu. It's mixed up. Mitzad echot. On one side, Purim is a serious day. The Gezeo became bottled, we'll soon talk about him, Yetz Hashem. And Mitzad Echot, it's a Yom Tov, but Mitzad Sheni, it's a very holy day. So we'll start with the Gemara in Tanis. The Gemara says in the end of Tanis, Tav Chof Tes. The Gemara says, Tazoy, Omer Rav Yehuda, Berei Derav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, Mishmei Derav. Rav Yehuda, the son of Shmuel Bashilas, says in the name of Rav. The Gemara is very, very careful to quote exactly B'Shem Almoy, as we see in the Megillah itself. V'atoyim Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. Esther said to the king, in the name of Mordechai, that Mordechai overheard how Bigzan and Seresh want to plot to overthrow Achashverosh. So she reported it back to the king in the name of Mordechai. From here we learn out, because she said it in the name of Mordechai, and as a result of that, the Geula came along, the Gezeira became bottled. So here the Gemara is also very careful. Omer Rav Yehuda, Breidah Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilas, the son of Shilas, says, Mishmei Rav. So the Baal Memra is Rav. And he says, in the same way, when Av comes in, we reduce Simcha because of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Kach mishenechnes Adar malbim besimcha. In the same way, when Adar comes, we have to increase our Simcha. Then the Gemara adds on, Omer Apopa says Apopa Hilkoch. Therefore, it follows, by Israel, Aid, the Isle Dina Bahade Nochri, if he has a court case with a goy, Lishtamit Minei Ba'av, he should take it, if the court case falls out in the month of Av, he should take it out, if possible, apply to the court, whoever it is, to take the case out of the month of Av, the Reya Mazla, because Mazla is, in a way, a bad month. And try and get the case adjourned and push it into the month of Adar, because Adar is a good muzzle. It's a good muzzle for us Yidden. So we see from the Gemara, the first part of the Gemara, Rav's member, that Rav compares Adar to the month of Adar to the month of Av. Namely, in the same way, Rav says, in the same way that comes the month of Av, we reduce our Simcha, so likewise, comes the month of Adar, Malbim B'Simcha. So he compares Adar to Av. Now, the difficulty with this Gemara is, since Rav compares Adar to Av, so And that's the halacha. Kishem shenechnas av mamatim b'simcha, kach mishenechnas adar marbi b'simcha. So why is it then that both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch omit? They leave out this din of mishenechnas adar marbi b'simcha. They only bring that part, the first part, mishenechnas av mamatim b'simcha. And Rav compares. Rav says in the same way, Kishem shenechnas av v'matzim b'simcha, kach mishenechnas adar marbim b'simcha. So we would have expected, in the same way that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do bring down this din of Meshenechnas Av Mamatim Basimcha, they should also mention the comparison Meshenechnas Adam Av Basimcha. And both the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam leave out this din. And the irony is even more so that the Morgan of Rome, who's one of our leading poskim on the Shulchan Aruch, does mention it quite clearly and says Meshenechnas Adam Av Basimcha, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is also a form of Shulchan Aruch, also mentions, says quite clearly, Meshenechnas Adam Avim Simcha. Now, the Sfas Emes explains the fact that the Gemara, we see from this Gemara in the end of Tanis, since the Gemara associates the Simcha of Adar with the Avelis of Av, it shows us that there's a common reason for both Av and Adar, namely, just as in Av we reduce the Simcha because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and then, as we know, the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash became bottle, so too in Adar we are Malva B'Simcha, because it was then that at that time they collected the Shkolim, the Mishnah says, Mashmim L'Shchodesh Adar Mashmim Al Shkolim, they collected the Shkolim from the Klal Yisrael, and they used the Shkolim to buy the Karbonos for the Beis HaMikdosh. And for those Karbonos, of course, were offered up on the Mizbeach. So, and then they were used, those Karbonos were used for Nissan, for the next month, and onwards for the coming year. And therefore, we see that is the connection, the association between Av and Adar. In the same way that Av, we remember, because of the Churban Beis HaMikdosh, Adar also has a connection with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that they collected the Shkolim for the Karbonos of the forthcoming year, starting from Chodesh Nisan. And the Sfas Emes adds that since Klal Yisrael gave those Shkolim B'Simcha at the time, they were happy to give the Shkolim, so in the month of Adar, so that Simcha remained with us in Chodesh Adar forever and stayed with us till day Ad HaYom HaZeh. Now, the Chassam Sofer adds that the reason why we are Malva B'Simcha in Adar and not in Nissan, if they collected the Nedovas for the Mishkan, the Shkolim, and that was used for the Karbonos for Nissan, so really the Ikin Simcha should be in Nissan. Why are we already B'Simcha in Adar? Says the Chassam Sofer, a Chiddush, because those Nissim that happened during Nissan, as we know, Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kimitzis, Chavim, Eretz Mitzrayim, Arena Niflois, those Nisim were chutz together Hateva. They were lamal min Hateva. Kriyas Yamsev and so on, which a person, I can't imagine, Alpiteva should be done, the sea should be split. That's a nes lamal min Hateva. And therefore, no one would notice the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Klal Yisrael in detail. It's a major mess. However, the Ness of Adar, the whole Purim Ness was Bederech Teva. The whole thing was Benester. The Gemara asks, Esther Minatoyo Minayin. So the Gemara says, Nechulim, because it says, Omoichi Haste Haste as Paul Nebayimu. Hashem says, I'll hide my face. So the whole Ness came as an Indian of Nister. We didn't see it openly, only later on, as we'll soon talk about that point. At any rate, the Ness of Adar was Bederech Teva from the beginning of the Suda of Achashverosh till the end of the story of the Megillah. And therefore the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, arranged everything Bederech Teva, so the Ness was more noticeable later, and so for that reason we are Dafka Malva B'Simcha in Adar and not in Nissan. However, even bearing that Sfas Lechsam Sofer in mind, we still have to understand why both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave out that part of the Gemara, Mishenechnes Adar Mavim B'Simcha. Now, the Chassam Sofer himself in Tshuvas was asked this shaila in Oichaim Simen Kuf Samach, and the shoyl, the questionnaire, the printer, whoever laid out those the shaylas, brings it B'Shem Reboch. He doesn't say it. Quite strange, it doesn't say who the family name is there. A certain Rebbe Baruch must have been, of course, a Talmud Chochem to ask some Sofer Shaila. He asks him this Shaila. Why Mishenechnas Adam is Malbim Simcha is left out, whilst Mishenechnas Av Mamatim Simcha is mentioned, even though the Gemara compares one to the other. And the Chasam Sofer explains there, he says like this, as for the month of Av, there are several halachas, several dinim attached to the month of Chodesh Av. Lomoshli says, one's not allowed to make chasanas. It's also avelis because of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. One should do less mamatim b'masa matan, one should do less business. Shvua Shechal b'Tisha B'Av has stricter dinim than the rest of Chodesh Adar. So Chodesh Adar, Av. So Chodesh Av is attached with halachas. When the Gemara says, Mishenechnas Av, mamatim b'simcha, it's a halacha dikya din. We're mamatim b'simcha because of the Hilchas Tisha B'Av. Hilchas Tisha B'Av. However, Adar hasn't really any special halachas appertaining to the month of Av. To the month of Adar. Plus, just we learned that din, one din is, if you have a court case in the month of Av, then you should adjourn it and push it into the month of Adar. But as Adar itself, as such, there are no real halachas attached to it. This inyan of Malbim B'Simcha, says the Chasam Sofer, is not such a major chiddush. Because David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Ivdus Hashem B'Simcha. Against your Freilich. All year we have to be B'Simcha. Comes the month of Adar, there's an Indian to be Mishenechnas Adar, Marvin B'Simcha. That's not such a major Chiddush. To say that Mishenechnas Av, Martin B'Simcha, is more of a Chiddush, plus the fact it's got to do with more Halochadik. In Dinim, in Shulchan Aruch, we have Mishenechnas Av, Martin B'Simcha plays a role. But as far as Mishenechnas Adar Mam B'Simcha goes, there are no real dinim, no halachas attached to the month of Adar. Now, with the month of Chodesh Adar, the Sforim write that we can learn from each month as it's got its own lesson, what we learn from. Especially from the month of Adar, the Sforim write we should learn up the inyan of Emunas Chachomim and Emunah Vashem. And again, that applies all year round. We have to have Amunas Chachomim, Amunas Tzadikim, and Amunas Hashem, as we say, the Shloish HaSeikim, and Imamim, Amunas Shalema, v'chulu v'chulu. But especially the month of Adar carries this message of Amunas Chachomim and Amunas Hashem. Well, in my early years as a bocher, when I came home from yeshiva, at the time I was learning in Schneider's, so my mother, Olei HaSholem, asked me a tricky question. She says, look, you're a yeshiva bocher, I want to ask you a question. She wanted to know, of course, what everybody asks, where was God in the Holocaust? But she didn't put it like that, Cholila. She put it, she lost, like many Hungarian Jews and Polish heathen, they lost their parents. My mother, Leah Shonam, lost both parents in the war from the Nazis, Yimach Shemom. So she says to me, look, you're learning in yeshiva, you're learning Gemara, why did this happen to my parents? So it's a very difficult for a young bocher to answer, for an alter Yiddish ver to answer. That itself is a munah b'Hashem, munah tzadikim and munah chachomim. So I was stumped out. So I thought to myself, I must give her an answer. I can see she was very bitter about it. So I went over to my shishiva, Bal Talpan, zecher tzadik livracha. And he said to me, no problem, open up a Michtav Eliyahu, which he himself edited, Chelek Aleph, turn to Chelek Aleph, page 75, you'll see the answer. I open up Michtav Eliyahu. The title is Ma'amar Be'inyan Emunas Chachomim. And underneath there's a footnote, and it says there, you can all look it up, page 75, that the whole Ma'amar is in an answer to this question, which my mother and so many other Yidden Nebuch, they ask this question. So I'm going to tell you over this Ma'amar, we should be able to get it in time. It's a very Yesoidistic Ma'amar from Rabbi Dessler, which he says, B'Shem his Rebbe of Simcha Zisl, Zichroinam Blocha. So he says like this. The story of Megillah spans over 9 years. From the third year of the reign of Achashverosh, till the 12th year, till eventually he was overthrown, is a Maisa of 9 years. Now, in the span of 9 years, as we know, we have 10 chapters in the Megillah. All these 10 chapters are 10 different stories, which seemingly looked superficially as the Megillah unfolds, has no one story, has no connection with each other. As we see, chapter 1, the Megillah tells us Ahasuerus makes a party, he invites Vashti, Vashti refuses to come, as we know from the Medrash, and the Gemara says there are two opinions, either she develops Tzoras, or another opinion is, she grew a Shvanz, she grew a Zonov, and she was embarrassed, she couldn't come to the party. So Ahasuerus gets rid of her. Chapter 2, Esther wins this beauty contest and is crowned queen. Mordechai overhears how Bigson and Seresh want to overthrow Ahasuerus, and they're both hanged on the gallows. Chapter 3, Ahasuerus promotes Haman, commands everybody to bow down to Haman, but Mordechai refuses to bow down to him. Haman is furious and threatens to exterminate the Yidden. Bikish Haman lahashpin lahag sakol ayudim now zochim tafo noshim biyoy mechot. Lot Sadzon, that's what Purim is all about, and the king gives his ring over to Haman. Letters are sent out to inform everybody what's happening. Chapter 4, Esther complains she hasn't been called to the party, to the king for 30 days, so she instructs Mordechai for all the Eden to fast 3 days and 3 nights. Chapter 5, Esther has an audience with the king and invites him with Haman to a party. Haman's wife Zeres suggests at the party that they hang up Mordechai on the gallows for not bowing down to her husband, for being disloyal to him. Chapter 6, the king's night is disturbed. He's informed that Mordechai saved his life by overhearing the plot of Bigson and Zeresh. Haman was made to lead Mordechai on the king's horse with great honor. Chapter 7, Chavoyna suggests that Haman should hang on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordechai. Chapter 8, the king removes the ring from Haman and gives it over to Mordechai, and the Gezeirah is revoked. Chapter 9, Haman and his 10 sons are hung, and we celebrate Purim. Finally, chapter 10, Ahasuerus taxes the land, and Mordechai becomes Mishneh LeMelech, and they lived happily ever after. Well, that's not completely true. They didn't live happily ever after, because Esther, unfortunately, wasn't allowed to go back to Mordechai. The Gemara says, she had to live out her days with Ahasuerus. But the bottom line is, of course, that Klal Yisrael was saved from the Gezeirah. So when we look at these 10 chapters of the Megillah, L'chayo, it seems, they're 10 nice stories, but one story has got nothing to do with the other. Says Rabbi Dessler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, B'Shem Reb Simcha Zitzel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Here, since we have these 10 chapters, which have no shaykhos with each other, yet it's only afterwards, l'mafreya, retroactively, when we look back after the Megillah has been unfolded, we see that one chapter is connected with the other. Because had the king not made the party, Vashti had come, Esther wouldn't have come on the scene, and one thing led to the other till the Gezeirah became bottle. Says Rabbi Dessler Hazoy, if we would have lived in those times, we would have said that the reason why the Gezeirah came about to exterminate the Yidden Chas V'Sholom was because Mordechai refused to bow down to Haman. And we would have blamed Mordechai, the God Ladoya. He's the God Ladoya, he's the Tzaddik, he should have known better. Fancy getting Klal Yisrael into trouble just because of the Inyan not to bow down. In fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that bowing down to Haman would have been no problem of Avodah Zorah at all. There was no chashash Avodah Zorah. And the Gemara says there might have possibly been a chashash rochuk of Maris Ayin, but there wasn't no Indian or no shiloh of Avodah Zorah had Mordechai bowed down. It was just his private Indian of Hasidus. He went Lifnei Mishus Adin, everybody bowed down, and he said no, he's not bowing down. As the Indian Hasidus, no more than that. As long as you your mind, Sanhedrin. That's what we would have said had we lived in those days. We would have blamed Mordechai. He's the God Ladoi. He should have known better. Had he bowed down, the Gezeirah would never have come about. would have been Sholem Al Yisrael. But the truth is, the emes was that the Gezeret really came about because 9 years beforehand, at the Suda, Mordechai instructed the Yidden, he told them, don't go to the party. And they disobeyed him. They did go. They had Hanor from the Gemara, the Loshen of the Gemara, Shenenu Misudas Achashverosh. They had Hanor from that Suda. And Mordechai told them not to go. So that's the reason why the Gemara says, according to one Pshat, with the Talmidim, there was a discussion there. But at any rate, as you come to us in the Gemara and the Maskona, that was the reason why the Gezeret came about, because Mordechai told them not to go to the Suda, they disobeyed him and they went. But if we would have been there at the time, we would have said, no, that's not the reason. The reason is because Mordechai could have saved the situation and Mordechai could have bowed down. So we would have lived all those years in a toss, thinking that Mordechai was to be blamed for not buying that, and it was because of Mordechai the Gezeirah came about. So I told my mother at the time, I said to her, there you are. We don't know. We think the Gezeirah, people speculate, some say because people weren't makbid with Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, people shmooze the Chazal Sashatz. We don't know what the reason is. The real reason is, it's a divine, it's a Gezeirah, ve'ein roshoy roshus lahara achre. Just like for Adumo, or Chazal, or Shatnes, is a choik, we're not allowed to ask Kashat, and so is this, we don't know. Achiyova Mashiach and the Elyon Lovi himself will tell us all about it, what was behind the whole Maisa. And I think Baruch Hashem, she was certainly, well, she accepted it, basically, but she was definitely, she felt better. And the Ksav Sofer explains this idea similarly to Rabbi Dessler. The Mishnah says in Megillah, HaKodesh HaMegillah LaMafreya Lo Yotzo. If someone reads the Megillah backwards, it doesn't mean the last words, Zara and Chol, but if you read the chapters, chapter 10, 9, 8, 7, and so on, backwards, Lo Yotzo. What's the pshat? Of course you have to read the Megillah the right way. Says the Ksav Sofer, because as we explained, B'Shem Rabbi Dessler, B'Shem Simcha Zissel, that when you see line the Megillah as it comes, as it unfolds itself, we don't see the Nes. You only see the Nes lemafreya retroactively. Afterwards, you see how the whole Nes, how one story fits into the other like a jigsaw. So the Ksav Sofer, HaKoyes HaMegillah lemafreya, if you read the Megillah and you try to think you understand the Megillah, but you only understand the Mafreya, you only appreciate the Nes later, you don't have the Amunah as we spoke about, that we have to have the Munas Chachomim and the Munas Tzadikim and the Munas Hashem, that everything that happens is Biyat Hashem, even though as we read the Megillah in front of us, one story has no connection with the other, that's the Pshat HaMakoyes Megillah LeMafreya Lo Yotza. If you only read it backwards and only appreciate the Nes afterwards in hindsight, then you're not Yotza. Really, you have to be Yotza, but you have to appreciate as the Megillah unfolds, even though at that stage we don't yet see how one thing fits into the other. And therefore, our Avoida in the month of Adar is to be Misboinen, is to consider the goodness that the Ribbono Shel gives us all the time. And it's for this reason that Chazal tell us, the Chazal put the tefillah of Al HaNisim in the Bracha of Moedim. In order, we should thank Hashem, Al Nisecho, Val Nifloisecho, V'toivisecho, Shem Choleis, which very often we tend to neglect. I saw the Sforim write that before, in an ordinary Shmoneh Esrei during the year, before you get to Moedim, a person should stop a few seconds and go over in his mind all the toivos that the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us. He's given us good health, he's given us a wife, children, panosa, and then when you've gone through that in your mind, then say Moedim. You should know what you're saying Moedim for. We should thank Hashem, we should not be misfoinen. Why are we thanking Hashem? Not just say the words. Now, we say in the Bracha of Yotzeir in the morning, after Yishtabach, we praise Hashem how He made the world in an exact Seder. And we praise Him by using the Seder of the Aleph base. We say, Kale, that's Aleph, Boch, Gedoyel, that's the order of the alphabet. Kale, Boch, Gedoyel, Deo, Hechim, Fole, Zola, Chamel, Toiv, Yotzer, Kovod, Ishmoim, Oyes, Nutzen, Zvivoy, Uzoi, Pinas, Svov, Kedoshim, Loime, Meshadai, Tomid, Mesapim, Kale. We praise Hashem for creating the world in the exact order. The sun comes up in the east, sets in the west, b'chulu, b'chulu. Seder, just like we have a Seder of the Aleph base, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Almighty, made the world with a particular Seder. Everything has a cheshbon that Hashem does. On Shabbos, we again praise Hashem in Musaf, not like during the week in a progressive order that the Aleph base goes up, Kehil, Baruch, Gedol, Deo, etc., but we praise Hashem in a retrogressive order. In Musaf, we start off Tikanta Shabbos. Tikanta is the top. And we go down in the Aleph base in a retrogressive way. Tikanta Shabbos, that's Shien, Lotzis, Reish, Korban, Aser, Tzivisa, Peu, Sher, Eim, Sedur, Nesecher, Manger, Le'olim, Korban, Yichol, Toyam, Eir, Chaim, Zochu, Agam, Ma'ahav, Nevarei, Gedul, Becholu, Oz, Mesinai, that's the Aleph base going backwards, in a retrogressive way. So the idea is, this Sforim right, that Tikanta Shabbos is a remes to Yom Shekula Shabbos. The retrogressive Aleph base hints to the understanding of world events which we can only grasp retrospectively in Yomos HaMashiach. Looking backwards from Hashem, so to say, from Tov to Aleph. The Tikkun HaZoyah brings that Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is called Yom HaKippurim, meaning Yom Kippur is like Purim, Yom HaKippurim. And Tzadik HaKohen explains that Purim is as more of Yomei Yerotzen than Yom Kippur itself. The Shloah HaKodesh writes that we should do all the mitzvahs HaYom on Purim, we shouldn't stam do it, but we should do it b'simcha. The Kriyas and Megillah should be lined by Simcha, Mishloach Monois, Matonas Levyonim. That all has to be done by Simcha. And we should consider the day of Purim is the Gemar of the Kabbalah Satorah. As the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says there, Omer, what we learn, the Minigas to learn on Shavuos, Omer Arova. Afa Piken, the Gemara says, Hoda Kiblu, Kimu Bekiblu, or Afa Piken, Hoda Kiblu, Bimeach HaShveresh. When they were mekabel the Torah, the Eden were mekabel the Torah again in the time of Achashverosh. Tichsiv, as it says, Kimu v'kiblu. Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, and the Gemara Darshans, Kimu ma-shekiblu kva. In other words, it's on this that the Megillah says, V'hados nitno b'shushan habira. The dos, namely the dos shel Torah, that is renewed for us to learn every year. I just like to finish off with a vort from the B'ditcher Rebbe Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, the Kedushas Levi. We can learn from the story of Purim, besides what we spoke about the Inyan of Amunas Chachomim, Amunas Hashem, Amunas Tzadikim, we can learn an important lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us here, even after the Gezar Din, Nichta V'Nichta Basefer, everything was signed and sealed, not in our favor, nevertheless, Zog der Kedushas Levi, through Tfilas and Tshuva, we are again able to open up the gates of Shemayim. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael, let's not miss out on this opportunity, and in the schus of this great day of ahead of us, may the Ribbono Shel Olam send us Yeshuas and Nechomas that we all need so much, and we should be zoicher to see Mekabel Panev Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Berachmim Gedolim, and Chias Hamesim, Bimheir, Yomeinu, Amen.